Some things don't work. Some things are bound to be. Some things they hurt. And they tear apart. Willow Smith coming in with the Sixth Dimension Vibes. Welcome back to Vibrate Higher. Hi, Vibers. I am Lissa Renee, joined by my co-host, Queen Bridge. Hey, lady, what's your vibe for today?
Girl, shit. I done had a hell of a day, hell of a week, but hey, we here, we on it. I'm happy, grateful for everything, ate good, all that stuff. So pretty copacetic over here.
That's good. I've seen that plate and that steak and potatoes. It did look good. Shout out to y'all, y'all cooking meals like that. You know, I don't really eat meat. Well, I do, but I'm on a break right now, so that shit was looking really, really good. But, y'all doing good. And, you know, like you said, keeping shit copacetic, you know, forever grateful and blessed. And I feel like if we can't change it, then there's no need to stress it. And we're in the age of Aquarius, as most of you know, the age of information. So wandering in lost souls, now is the time to get right. For those of you that know and you're already on your journey, now would be that time to tighten the fuck up. Because, you know, a messenger is the closest thing you're going to get to the creator in our days. And you got to know, here on Vibrate Higher, we ain't letting shit slide. And we're forever handing out the same information we're willing to receive. So today is Sunday. So, of course, it's Frequency Sunday. But I want to slide in a light topic, appreciating versus appropriating culture. Now, I don't care how I sound when I say this, but white people, I've had enough. Mexicans, I've had fucking enough. My people can't have shit. From our bodies to our thoughts, you taunt us just to mimic and call yourself the originator. Before I get deep into what I really just want to say, Queen Rich, what are your thoughts on appreciating versus appropriating our culture for those that are not from our culture?
I can't stand it either, and I choose to ignore it because so many of these people are gaining, you know, thousands of dollars and shit like that as shit when, while making fun of, you know, the black culture or whatnot, I don't like, I don't laugh, I don't share the shit, like, I don't think it's funny at all, like, the period I, period of girl, like, that shit took me the fuck out, like, and she really got a record deal for that, really? Do you not realize how powerful we are as a collective? Y'all shared the shit, making fun of her, y'all shared the shit to talk shit about it. The point was, you shared it, you saw it, you liked it, or you hated it. You did something. You promoted this girl so well that she received a fucking record deal. How? That could have went to somebody that was really fucking talented.
Facts. I agree. And so, you know, the thing about it, and I just want to break it down because appreciate and appropriate are verb words, meaning it's something that you do. So to appreciate is to recognize the full worth of. Appropriate is to take something for one's own use, typically without the owner's permission. And I feel like every time I get on here, I have a fucking speech. But, dear white people, from the beginning of time, you've been jealous of our being, just our whole existence. We are not the minority that y'all label us. If we are a direct connection from the creator, how the fuck are we last? Y'all, we gave y'all chopped and screwed. Now y'all say y'all created slow and reverb. What the fuck is that? That Soulja Boy song should have got y'all ass wiped off the fucking map. Yes, I hate the slow. My kid tried to tell me that shit. Mama, how you heard this slow and reverb? I went the fuck off on her. DJ Screw would, man, disrespect. Like, it's just a disrespect for me. And then that Soulja Boy, like, seriously, somebody should have just really, I ain't going to say how, but military style, they motherfucking ass, because that was awful. We were laughed at the natural bodies. Now you see Becky, she wants the big butt. She's hitting the gym to get that big butt. the old grandma on TikTok that people jump in the comments saying, yeah, you're invited to the barbecue. Please go to the nearest hill. I've seen a person of a vibrant color do the same TikTok around her age, and she got dragged in the comments. And my nephew, he told me it's a white boy in his class that says nigga. Another boy of color gave him permission to say it. And I'm going to say this. I don't give a fuck how many of my people, y'all crystal light drinking, mayonnaise eating asses grew up with. You don't appreciate a culture so much that you use derogatory ass words and slanderous words to define us. And how the fuck do you get a pass on my ancestors' pain, blood, sweat, and tears? It just don't happen. And some might say, well, you guys say it to each other. I don't care for the word, but I use it here and there, but I can promise you, my people, we still use it in the first context known to man. So when you see us saying nigga, just know we saying it as niggas. We not saying it as how y'all take it as an ignorant ass person. We on some royalty shit when we say it. And so I do call white people and Mexicans niggas again because y'all the ignorant motherfuckers, but even some people of color, when I consider them to be a modern-day slave, yeah, I will drop the N-word with the E-R on it because that's what you are. That's not what I am. And so I'm just tired of them. So, yeah, I do. I will call y'all niggers. It don't bother me because I know I'm not one. But another man said, we can't tell others what's appreciating culture when we all have one. So, white people. What's y'all culture besides fucking y'all family members? I'll wait. So I feel like, well, I know, we taught you motherfuckers everything y'all know. And this is not to bash y'all, because all white people ain't even white people. So don't make it like I'm a racist, because I'm not. Call me prejudiced. There might be some truth to it. But I said that to say, again, it is not to bash nobody's race, but y'all consider us to be a race and nothing more, with the intentions of taking credit for everything we gave to y'all and taught y'all. And I'm going to end it with this, because I need it to make sense. I need y'all to make it make sense for me. How the fuck could you appreciate our culture and not appreciate its people? You don't appreciate one without the other. Because, again, to appreciate is to recognize the full worth of, and y'all don't do that. So stop saying y'all appreciate our culture. I know you don't appreciate it. Most of you do whatever just to see what you can get away with. And when we speak on culture, most people automatically think music, but it's deeper than that. This is our roots that we're talking about. Now, my delivery may be raw and uncut, but I hope y'all know by now I would never tell y'all no lie. And if the truth kills you or them, then go ahead and die. But I just needed that, girl, you know, like, please stop. Y'all don't appreciate the culture. Y'all don't appreciate its people. You look at us like trash, well, and we still choose to love. But, again, I'm going to end it on that, but I wanted to see, Queen Rich, did you have any words before we move on?
I do, because anybody got a problem with what you said, man, they done said worse. It's people out here that say worse about black people, black women, period, so cut the shit. Like, cut it out. Like, that's a form of appropriation, whatever, appreciation, appropriation, that's a form of it in itself, because why do you feel bad about what the fuck she's saying as a black woman, knowing these people, what these people have done to the lean, like, back in the lean, like, down the line, like, come on now, y'all gotta cut it somewhere, stop upholding these rules, you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't, like, they can't say, god damn it, the hell, the fuck. But, yeah, that's all I got to say. I'm sorry. Just a little small rant. I feel it all day, every day. Now, this might sound racist. I have white friends. Now, I have a white friend that is not like that, guys. You see how I flipped that? You see how I flipped that? I've had white friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that's all I want to say.
And again, some white people ain't even white people because they get it. But for those of you that want to feel so entitled to our culture, nobody even care about you fucking no black man, baby, please. I don't care. You fuck who you want to. it is, again, it goes deeper than a lot of things that comes to a person's mind when you first say something about appreciating culture. We know y'all steal it. Just stop. Because right now, the way that things are looking, I don't know if nobody's paying attention, but y'all are constantly being wiped off the earth. So if you want to get along with us, you're gonna have to get along with us, because again, you're gonna want to be in this continued existence. So again, stop shit. But now that that's out the way, I want to go ahead and get into some music. And as you all know, we don't own rights to any of the songs that will be played throughout the show. And I know that I always say we got a dope playlist, but believe me, I sing your songs, and I'm gonna get into that a little later. It made me just change up my whole thing, but I wanted to go ahead and keep my first song on the list, and I want to get into it. It is James Davis, Something to Talk About.
Never heard that before. I like it.
Okay, and I do apologize because I thought I was talking the whole time, and obviously you cannot hear me. So, yeah, that was James Davis, Something to Talk About. And that song, it reminds me that sometimes people have a lot to say but don't really be saying shit. And we, as people, we need to get to the root of the issue. We need to communicate more. Like, stop shutting down when a disagreement is at hand. Learn how to talk about any and everything, not only with your mate, but, you know, your surrounding circle. And I feel like here on Vibrate Higher, we always got something to talk about, but we're also capable of listening. And so, yeah, that song came to mind. But how do you like that? I know you said it was new. It's kind of old, though.
Yeah. No, I've never heard it. I've never heard that song before. But, yeah, definitely. I like how you said that. Because people do need to learn how to fucking communicate. It's annoying. You can't talk to people with disrespect or, you know, belittling motherfuckers and shit like that. That's the motherfucking problem, I feel like. I have to work on that my damn self within my relationship. But outside the relationship, do not know how to communicate. Well, at least not on the level of my expectation, because I'm gonna talk. I'm going to say how what had me fucked up and all of that type of shit. But, it's hard out here. But anywho, this next song I pull off my playlist, this is Barry White, Practice What You Preach. Ooh, this is my song. Play it, girl, play it.
So, what do you want to do? I'm here, baby. I'm ready, baby. I'm waiting on you. Believe me, I am patiently waiting. Something wrong with me. Every time I'm alone with you, you keep talking about you loving me. Hey, baby, your foreplay just blows my mind. So why don't we stop all the talking, girl? Why don't we stop wasting time? I've had my share of lovers, some say I'm damn good, and if you think you can turn me out, baby, I wish that you would, cause you keep telling me this and telling me that. You say once I'm with you, I'll never go back. You say there's a lesson that you wanna teach. Well, here I am, baby, practice. I'm still waiting. Practice. what you dream.
I told you I was gonna pair you up with that throwback.
Man, let me first off, Barry is my type of man. Like that hit my soul. And that's what really caused me to change up my playlist at the last minute. I seen that and man, I started thinking back when AOL had the chat rooms and stuff, and I had my notifications set in Barry White's voice. Again, beautiful man inside and out. And a lot of people don't know, like, people will say I'm a conspiracy theorist, but they killed him off because not only was he practicing what he preached, he was preaching self-awareness. Like, he was bringing awareness to our people. And they didn't like that shit. And it's so crazy how everybody that is caught up in that frequency, they have a heart attack or cardiac arrest. Please kiss my ass. But again, that's a story for another day. That's the same, you know, nobody's that hurt everybody. So what can I say? But
yes.
Again, it made me change up my playlist, and I want to get into this next hit, and it was definitely a hit. I had to edit this a little bit because, you know, back in the day, they jammed. They make an 8-minute-ass song, and it sounds so good to you, you don't complain, but we don't got that kind of time. And so it was released in 1975, and now that it's 2022, it's still jammed, and I know for some of y'all already in 2023, but for me, you know, when 2023 hits, I feel like this song, well, I know this song will still slap. And so this is the Isley Brothers, Make Me Say It Again, Girl.
You're all I need.
Again, that was the Isley Brothers. Now, I hate the remake. Like, Beyonce sings like she talk at times, and it's boring. But I love the song. But I kind of stumble on the title every time because when I think about it, it gives me Ike vibes. It's like they wrote it at a time when one of their many women wanted reassurance that, you know, he still loved her, and he looked at him and was like, make me say it again. Because I'm like, where do you – come on now, like, make me say it again, girl. Like, make me say it. I kind of like that, but make me say it again. And I, and to have a background of you and your whole family being abusive, not only to each other but to women, is kind of like – it kind of made me raise my eyebrows, but I wanted to know, Queen Rich, did you know that Alex Isley is Ernie Isley's daughter?
No.
Yes, no, you mean, put me on to that, and I just had to research her.
Right. The last name and stuff, but, you know, I don't too much do a whole lot of research on you know, artists and stuff like that, but wow. That's awesome. That music, girl, this whole playlist just got me want to go to a goddamn, what's that called, a domino table or something. I remember when I was young, this type of music right here, I had an aimed up, and she used to drink, right? She used to come over, get drunk, and play this type of music, not knowing this is my godmother. At the same time, this is one of my grandma's flings. And things, good friends, sir, per se, before I found out my grandma was a lesbian. And it's just crazy thinking back, because she used to just, she was so sweet, girl. She used to teach me how to dance. This is how I learned how to two-step dance and shit. But that shit is funny as hell. This next song I brought on is Babyface, Whip Appeal. It's that shit.
Do everything. Whatever you want.
I remember one time I asked my grandma what Whip-A-Pill was. She said, you heard him. She got some new, whip them in the safe. Whip them right on the safe. I still didn't know what the hell she talked about. She was talking about it until I got older.
That's funny. You sound like my sister. You was versus her asking my mama, what does penetrate mean? Listening to Biggie Smalls hearing that shit. But Babyface is the man. You know, he still got it after all these years. And, you know, that song is Whip-A-Pill 12-inch version. Now, I don't know what 12 inches, but I like it. Yeah, I don't know why he had that in parentheses, because what does that mean? But music like that, it takes me back into another life, you know, definitely another dimension. And the message was so sensual. You know, they have their own language. And like he's saying, find a way to communicate, people. It goes back to the first song, like, find a way to communicate. Sometimes words aren't always the way. But this next song I want to get into, it's not, you know, as old, but it carries a neo-soul beat. And with the words, like, that, I feel like they would make you melt. Like, this was my favorite song on BET, no matter if it was on 106 in Park, Cedar's World. I don't give a shit. I was hurt when they snatched it off the air. Like, he hasn't really made no new music, but I love to hear it. You know, I love to hear it then, and I still love it now. And this one is Urban Mystic, I Refuse.
I want to have you one more time.
You know what?
What's that?
You know what's odd?
What is it?
Listen.
What are the odds of me bumping into you again?
One in a million.
What are the odds of me seeing my first lover friend?
Two in a million.
It's been 2 years since we both graduated. I still can feel how we both celebrated. I can't get over your voice on my phone. We've been apart for so long.
Don't stop me to
my patience is out the door, babe.
My Chevy
off
the windows.
Made love to sweet lady, our favorite song.
Kept it moving, so instead of the tempo,
then we were ladies.
And hold on to each other like there wasn't a tomorrow.
I can't get over your voice on my phone. We've been apart for so that far away. Maybe we could spend the day.
I refuse to blame
you.
my patience is out the door, babe.
Now, I know I had no business liking that song as much as I did as a kid, but as, you know, I got older, I did realize that even when the odds are designed to keep you apart, you find a way, and most importantly, you find a way back to what you thought you lost. But going back real quick, Queen Rich, what was one song you wanted to stay on the countdown forever and was kind of fucked up about it when it stopped, you know, airing on BET?
Girl, hell, I don't really know because, shit, motherfucker didn't have cable like that. We was in them trenches, like for real. Most of the music I heard was on 105.7, the radio. But one thing about Urbanistic, his fucking voice, oof, and I'm saying this as a lesbian, his voice, it do something. It rattles my spirit. I wanted to ask you, why did they take his music off of there? Why did they do that?
I don't know. Like, he reached number one, like, for like a day or two. I couldn't find nothing on it. Like, shit, he might have just, you know, like, you know how they had those deals and they go bad, you know, you're really doing this, thinking you're going to get this, and once you cheated, you kind of, like, want your shit back. But I really don't know what happened. It just kind of, like, stopped showing, and I was just like, what the fuck? And I didn't get to hear that song until, like, the internet came out, and that was, like, in 2005, but the song was already a little bit old, you know, by then.
Yeah.
I mean, it was still around, but it wasn't just, like, when YouTube first came out, it really only showed, like, popular videos or whatever you uploaded. They really didn't have the rights to just be uploading videos. And then once Vevo came out, if it wasn't on there, you wasn't watching it. So it took a long time for me to hear that again.
Yeah. I think the most I heard that song played on TV was UPN. Sundays, they would play music videos and stuff like that in jail. And I think, yeah, that's the one. That's where I remember it from. But anywho, my next song I got on the list here is Luther Vandross, Never Too Much. Yeah, get into it. You know what it is.
Stop. you weren't there and I was broken hearted. Hung up the phone, can't be too late, the boss is so demanding. Opened the door up and to my surprise there you were standing. Who needs to go to work so for another dollar? I'd rather be with you cause you make my heart scream and holler. Love is a gamble and I'm so glad that I am winning. We've come a long way and yet this is only the beginning.
Yeah, I love Luther. His voice too. Like, I don't know, it's something about the men back then. They didn't mind expressing that love they had for women. That's what turns me on about them. And the fact that they have a very nice harmonizing voice. But I know you probably about to tell me something about Luther that made me not want to like him no more. Now, what happened?
Why you say that? Oh, my God. That's funny you fucking said that. But, you know, he's right after Prince as my all-time favorite solo male artist. So Lil Luther, Big Luther, he can sing a house down and blow that motherfucker back together. And for me, I love him because he's a clean singer. Like you said, he didn't mind expressing that, him and other men back in that era. And it made you want to find love and stay in it. And I'm not going to say nothing to make you dislike him, but... You know, I do a lot of reading and stuff and whatnot, and they say Luther is Luthea, but I don't give a fuck. He can still sing to me. And so, speaking of Prince, another one that they killed off, and I fell in love with Prince, the actor, at age 6. I was watching Under the Cherry Moon. It came out around, 86? I wasn't born then, but... I learned of him as an artist by the end of that movie, and I've been in love with him since. And this is my last song for the night. Prince, I Would Die for You.
I'm
Now, I was pissed when he changed his name to a symbol. But again, as you get older, you realize things aren't always what they seem. And so you realize how people are being treated after these contracts. And it made total sense. And it was more of a statement of, you know, I am not my name and you don't own me, stupid ass bitch.
Yeah.
So, you know, I feel like his music will forever be appreciated. And again, that was my last song for tonight, but I want to see Queen Rich, what you got for us with our last song?
Yeah, my last song is, girl, Chaka Khan. Girl, I seen a video of her performing this song the other day, and she was sick from the set. But, baby done hit me and shit, but
yes,
she was for real. But this is...
No, I see her on TV, and she's like, bro, like, her body is banging. She's still beautiful. Like, I don't know how she doing it, but she fucking doing it.
Girl looks good. This is Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan.
Thank you.
So as I stated before, this is the last song. That was the last song, excuse me. Lissa, any final words? We came to that time to, you know, ask everybody to join us back on Tuesday.
I just want to say that was a great vibe to end the show with. That song made my bones dance, so I appreciate that. And I just want to say go at our Facebook and our TikTok page at Vibrate Higher. And remember to love yourself, and it's okay to be selfish and put yourself first. And like you said, yeah, join us back. Those are my last words. I'm sorry.
No worries. And we want to thank you guys, and we love you guys. And come back Tuesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time for our discussion. Now, you know, we got to hit y'all with one topic of discussion, human versus mankind, back on Tuesday at 4 p.m. We out.
Honey's in the streets, ain't money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and my guys ain't canine. All my gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because
this is how we do it.
South Central does it like nobody does. You're an OG Mac or a wannabe player. You see, the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money.